This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Research to fight cancer is often costly, time-intensive work. A new research partnership between two universities and a rice-growing company is offering the hope of lowering the cost of pharmaceutical research for the treatment of breast cancer. The University of Louisiana at Monroe and the LSU Ag Center have announced a partnership for collaborative research into tocotrienol, a substance extracted from vitamin E. Surprisingly, rice bran, a byproduct of rice processing, is a valuable and local source. Dr. Paul Sylvester, Director of Graduate Studies at the ULM College of Pharmacy, joins me now to talk about it. Tell us a little bit of the story of this collaboration with LSU Ag Center.
I've been working for many years, maybe more than 25 years, on the role of vitamin E in cancer. And we were the ones that first discovered that these rare forms of vitamin E, these tocotrienols, are very potent anti-cancer agents. Where do you get vitamin E or tocotrienols? It's a vitamin. It's a fat-soluble vitamin. So it's naturally occurring in vegetable oils. So corn oil and soybean oil, sunflower oil, canola oil, they're loaded with vitamin E, but it's a different kind of vitamin E. It's the more common form, the alpha tocopherol. The ones you find on local grocery shelves don't contain the tocotrienols, the anti-cancer components. So those are quite rare, and they're found in the highest concentrations in palm oil. So, you know, there's not too many palm plantations in the United States. There's corn fields, there's soybean fields, but there's not palm plantations. So Malaysia is the big producer of palm oil. Well, there are other sources of tocotrienol, and one is rice bran oil. Rice bran, for the most part, that's the covering that covers rice. And if you leave it on, then you have what's known as wild rice, and it has that black covering on it. When white rice is processed, it's polished and that rice bran comes off. And for the most part, it's just discarded. Okay. Our research, we've done a lot of work trying to, you know, understand the mechanism and use and really promote the use of tocotrienols in cancer research, prevention, treatment. And we're getting to the point now where we're starting to commercialize it, get into clinical trials, that sort of thing. It's hard to get large amounts because it's so far away. I mean, we have to deal with the, you know, Malaysians, and then there's issues. And we were thinking, like, well, rice bran oil, what's the possibility there? And Louisiana is the third largest rice producer in the United States. And we're right in the heart of, this is right where we are, is the heart of the rice producer of the United States. Mississippi produces a lot. Arkansas produces a lot. Texas used to produce some rice, but it's been droughts. They have so much drought now they're not growing much rice anymore. And California. But the point is, we're right in the heart of rice country. And I was talking to John Finley down at LSU. He's the chairman of food science, and he's in the Ag Center down there. I was talking about what would it take to produce rice bran oil and get the tocotrienols from rice bran oil. He says, I've been working on the same thing. You know, I mean, it's amazing how, you know, it was just a natural thing. The key is, most rice bran that's grown locally, in the rice processing factories and plants, when they harvest rice, they process it, and the rice bran is discarded. It's a waste product. It's actually given away. I mean, it's used for, like, some feed for animals, but, like, mostly, like, chicken bedding, you know, and things. It's just waste. So it's a product that has literal or no value. If we take that and produce oil, rice bran oil is a premium oil. In terms of where it's used, this is China, Japan, and India. It's like a premium oil. It's highly prized. If you look at the fatty acid content of it, it you know, in terms of saturated, monosaturated, unsaturated fats, it's almost ideal. It's almost exactly what the American Heart Association suggests that you should eat, you know, in terms of a balance. You need a balance of different kinds of fat, saturated, unsaturated. So it's really healthy fat. It's full of vitamins and tocotrienols and that sort of thing. So it has, you know, probably very good health benefits in terms of preventing cancer and that sort of thing. And it also has a high smoke point. So it's even higher than peanut oil. So if you want to roast turkeys in it or fried turkeys in it, it's a wonderful oil for that. Now, like I said, I have connections with some companies, and particularly this friend of mine. who's in, he's Australian, but he lives in China. He was basically saying, if you can produce rice bran oil, I can sell every drop of it in China, because there's like a shortage of, it's the economy in China is such that people are getting more and more money, and so they're going for better and better products, and even in the food. So the idea was we could take rice bran that's produced locally, and there's a new rice factory that's just being built in Mir Rouge, just outside of Bastrop. The Kennedy family own that, and they're putting in a brand new processing plant. And we approached them and brought up the idea of how would you like to make some rice bran oil, and they really really were impressed with the idea, and so we're kind of finalizing that business deal right now. But the idea is even if we don't if we take a waste product and turn it into rice bran oil, a premium oil, and then we can sell it, that's a huge economic, what they call value-added product. Then if we take the rice bran oil and extract tocotrienols, which are pharmaceutical agents. So if you look at value-added, when you get an anti-cancer drug or some drug that you can produce, that's even more added value. So we're looking at this as a fantastic opportunity of, one, taking a waste product and making both rice bran oil and tocotrienols from the rice bran oil and having tremendous increase in value, in terms of money. They're skilled jobs, economic development in the area. And it's a nice collaboration between food science, because they know how to stabilize the rice bran so it doesn't get rancid, so we can process it, press it. And then also he's working on the extraction of tocotrienols from the rice bran oil, so we can optimize that and make it as cheap and optimize the productivity and the recovery from oil. So it's a really a neat product, and it's about jobs. It's about increasing industry to this part of the state. It's about using a waste product and making money off of it. So that's basically the whole story.
That's incredible. So what would it mean for your research and the cost of the kind of research that you're doing to be able to have a cheap source of
tocotrienol? That's the beauty of it. I was talking to the Kennedys about that. I go, what I'm thrilled about is I have a local source of tocotrienols, and they looked at me and they go, and we're not going anywhere. it's really wonderful. It's a really wonderful collaboration.
Well, Dr. Paul Sylvester, thanks so much for talking with us about this.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Dr. Paul Sylvester is the professor in the College of Pharmacy at ULM, also the director of graduate studies. He's recently embarking on a cooperative agreement with LSU Ag Center and John Findlay with the Department of Food Science on the optimization of tocotrienol extraction and purification coming from rice bran oil for use in prevention and treatment of breast cancer.